Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 2nd of September, Bringing Forth Godly Seed. Significantly, the motherhood of the church is seen in every believing family. The children of parents who are born again and baptized into Christ are also born as sons of God. Paul highlighted this reality saying, "For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Otherwise your children would be unclean, but now they are holy." When God formed woman from the rib of man, the one man was made two so that identities could be multiplied through procreation. However, God's plan was not simply for the proliferation of the sons and daughters of men. He predestined us all to adoption as sons of God in Christ. His desire is for godly seed, sons and daughters who are born of God and are brought forth into covenant families. Under the Old Covenant, the Lord endowed a husband and wife with a remnant of the Spirit to enable the two to become one so that they could bring forth godly seed. This was an anointing of the Holy Spirit that belonged to those who, like King David, lived by faith. Because of this anointing, a believing couple under the Old Covenant was able to be one as they remained faithful to the covenant of circumcision, that is, as they walked in the same blameless manner as their father Abraham had done. Accordingly, their children were heirs of the resurrection that God promised to Abraham. In the New Covenant, the remnant of the Spirit that is given to believing parents is not only an anointing, it is the divine nature. Their family belongs to the bride city, which Abraham and the great men and women of faith under the Old Covenant saw from afar. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 14, Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 to 6, Malachi chapter 2 verse 15, Psalm 51 verses 10 to 12, Genesis chapter 17 verse 1, Genesis chapter 17 verses 10 to 14, and Hebrews chapter 11 verses 39 to 40. For further study, Malachi chapter 2.